Well, good evening. And what I've got today is a couple of bargain basement whites, which are always available in a larger Sainsbury's. And they cost me £4.39 and £4.49. Okay, and I'm just going to describe what they are and what I'm expecting to get from them. And then we'll crack them open and try them from two different glasses. And then we'll talk about potential food pairings. Okay, so these aren't the kind of wines that I would purchase unless I was really looking for the cheapest reasonable tasting wines in the shop. It's Wallemi Chardonnay, soft and fruity, 11%. Wallemi Sauvignon Blanc Semillon, crisp and delicate, 11%. So you can see one has a sort of orange-yellow label and the other a pale blue. And we can be fairly certain that they're both from, you know, similar places. The Wallemi Pine is one of the world's oldest and rarest trees, thought to be extinct, rediscovered in Australia in 1994. And so these are from Southeast Australia. Okay, this is one, the Chardonnay is promising vibrant tropical fruit and would be great with roast chicken and all the trimmings. And the Sauvignon Blanc Semillon, it's got pure citrus vibrancy, notes of green apple and a fresh finish, and this is perfect with goat's cheese or salads. Okay, so I'm not quite sure who's got the money to spend on the goat's cheese at this price level, but let's just open them without reserve and see if they're any good. Okay, what I'm quite excited about is that very often, if you want a Chardonnay, an Australian cheap as chips Chardonnay can be as good as anything, you know, up to sort of £10 or £12. And Sauvignon Blanc is always mellowed out with Semillon because that's the basic stock in trade of Bordeaux, who make some of the world's greatest and certainly most expensive Sauvignon Blancs. And it will have Semillon in it. So the kind of food pairings I'm looking at, you know, yes, chicken would be good, but, you know, just rice and vegetables with some walnut oil or something similar, you know, to pad out the flavour a little bit. Any kind of lentil dishes, you know, very simplistic spaghetti meals, perhaps spaghetti with peas and mackerel. Or I've got a deep pan pizza, which I've sliced a tomato onto and put some herbs just to, you know, it's from the frozen department. And it sort of gives you the impression that you've had a takeaway or whatever, you know, and it just eases things out a little bit when money is tight. And sometimes, for whatever reason, money is tight. And for the rest of the half week, I've got cans of tuna with some coleslaw, grated carrot, and then I've got tinned peas, black-eyed beans and sweet corn, and I've got a tiny bit of cucumber left. So I'm going to make a sort of salad using the coleslaw on a bed of grated carrot with the beans, and fold that all in with the tuna. Something like this can be really, really delicious if you also fold in Greek yogurt. But I just wanted to change and I thought, no, I'll just keep it really, really simple. Okay, so hopefully the sort of crispness of the coleslaw and the lushness of the tuna and the texture of the macédoine, which is the beans and sweet corn and peas, that should proved to be, you know, quite a refreshing meal for the first week of June, which is right now. You know, I never feel I need that much because the weather doesn't know what to do. It's been really, really warm. Then it goes back to being chilly, you know. And so I'm really sort of banking on the two wines to keep it all exciting. But, you know, the other end of the story is if you're invited to a barbecue and you want to take a wine, you know, would either of these be okay? All right, and let's, you know, let's really appraise them as they are and see whether they are okay. Because if nothing else, you know, they're competing with wines right up to, say, £9 in level. And, you know, they are definitely, without even opening them, they'll definitely compete with at least some of those wines. So I'm going to go for the Chardonnay first because I've got sort of high hopes of that being a little bit buttercream and perhaps peach crumble and, you know, sort of rich desserts. So I've got a round bottom tumbler today and a truncated universal glass, and by that I mean that the bottom is not rounded, it's almost a triangular shape going into the stem. So I'm definitely getting some nose in the tumbler. It's giving me sort of peach, melon. There's a bit of sort of chalky promise in there, you know, and a tiny bit of sea air. And the nose on the universal glass. Yeah, I'm getting, you know, a little bit of lychee, tiny, tiny touch of mango, pineapple. It's very subtle. The wine hasn't been chilled for a long time. I've had it in the freezer for about 20 minutes, to be fair. Wow. It's incredibly, for me, it's incredibly sweet peach. Okay, but it's not bad. In fact, it's just the sort of style I was looking for because I've got a Chenin Blanc, which is quite kind of lemon steel vibrancy, and I needed something a bit to kind of bulk that out a bit. So I think this is, it's quite enjoyable. I don't think I'd immediately say, oh yeah, that's a Chardonnay. I don't think it's typical of Chardonnay. But I think it's very drinkable. One thing about Australian Chardonnays is, you know, because of the heat in which the grapes are grown, they do have a lot of lush plumpness. I'm just trying to think what else I'm getting. I think, you know, from that glass, I would definitely say that's coming across as peach crumble with a tiny bit of toffee in there as well. None of that is bad, you know, it's got texture. I mean, at this price level, I'm almost asking myself, would I rather drink lemonade or orange juice? And no, I'd rather drink this than those two. Yeah, it's got a lot of kind of what I would call roasted fruit notes and some nuttiness as well in the round bottom glass. I mean, this is as cheap a chips wine, but what I would say is you're not getting masses on flavour, but it's got a nice texture and it's a very warm bodied sort of wine. It's, you know, it's a pretty medium bodied wine as well. It's not thin or anything like that. So I'm just going to finish that one and then try the other. 11% in both reds and whites is very normal at this price range. You know, almost it's like, well, would I buy it again? And I think, yeah, I would buy it again. Because when you've got a fiver or less, you know, you're really, really stuck nowadays. And if you want a wine to go with, you know, a very simple meal or a tiny bit of cheese or some fruit. Yeah, I think that's, I mean, I think it'd go really, really well with just very simple, sort of roasted vegetables and rice meal. But also, like I said, the mackerel, peas, and spaghetti, that sort of level as well. I think, to be fair, it would be delicious with roast chicken if you can get hold of a roast chicken, you know. It's what to put with it. It depends whether you're a potatoes person or not. I'm just not a potatoes person, so I'm not going to bulk out any meal with potatoes. So it's got to be something else. But it doesn't mean to say I don't like potatoes. I try and avoid them, that's all. They're not very imaginative, and I don't think they've got much nutrition. They're just good for feel good, and you kind of feel full, but that's not everything. Okay, so when I'm dealing with this price level and these kind of meals, I'm never going to sound madly vibrant, okay? It's kind of what I call make do and mend. And frankly, with the skill set I've got, I don't like being on the breadline. So, you know, this is real, just hope it doesn't last too long kind of stuff. But let's have a look at this Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. So it's an Australian take on a very world famous, the Bordeaux whites. Now, when you're tasting wines, you don't want to put very much in the glass, just a tiny bit, so you can really swirl it and just enough to appreciate the colour. And these are both very, very, very generous gold colours, whereas the whites from, say, South Africa will be much more what I call silver pear, you know, very, very light colour. Well, I'm going a lot on the nose here. The first thing that I'm getting is petrol. Now you might say, "Oh, that's awful," but it's the opposite of what it sounds, actually. It's a good thing in a wine because it's not going to taste of petrol. It's just an aroma that you get. I'm not really getting any fruit, possibly banana, but I'm getting quite a lot of minerality, so a kind of stone effect, almost like moss on stone. And then the other glass, the truncated glass, I'm getting quite a bit of pear on that one. Anyway, let's give them a whirl. Truncated glass. Quite refreshing. It's the Semillon that's doing it because at this price level, Sauvignon Blanc is really not worth buying because it's just not going to bring out any of its sort of zestiness. But if you can get it blended with something else, I mean, one way around it is to buy a bottle of Chenin Blanc and a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc and to blend those two, but you're still not going to get much of a wine. And Chenin Blanc is not a great blend with Sauvignon Blanc. It's just about, you know, it depends how long you really skin and you need some wine, and it's just about creating variety because there's almost no wines available under £5. I think I saw maybe there was one, two, three, four, five. It might have been as many as six wines, not including anything German, and literally under £5. You know, this is not good. There's just no room at that level for any. Oh no, there might have been another one, but I don't know if I call sweet white wine a viable choice. I mean, what is it? Sweet white wine, you know, that just is. I'm just not very likely to buy that. I think this has got a heck of a lot of texture for Sauvignon Blanc. And again, like I say, it's the Semillon bringing that out. It's a very, very good, you know, contrast with the Chardonnay. Let's see what it's doing in the other glass. I think what happens is every year, April and May are very, very difficult for me because I have 5 clear weeks with 3 weeks school holidays. So I'm very, very lucky if I get any work in the school holidays. And then there's an extra bank holiday just to tie that in. So, that's really the toughest time of year. 2 months head on. And in those 2 months, I've got to cope with my MOT, any other car repairs. And I've got to think change of clothes. I'm just hoping that last year's summer clothes will tide over, right? So there's no more expense there. But I've got the last of the winter electricity and gas bills to sort out, and this year they just haven't got sorted out because I've had so many car repairs and so on. I've had to move that payment into June. And at this moment, I don't even have any money for it in June. I'm just hoping to get some new work in. And you could say, well, I could save a few pence by not drinking, but it's not going to go anywhere. I'll have saved, what, £9? By not buying these 2 bottles. I'm not someone who wants to drink soft drinks with a meal, you know. This is a very drinkable drink. In fact, I quite like it. Certainly like it, I would say, more than any other under £5 wine I've had for a long time, except there was a French Chardonnay that Sainsbury's did, but then they just stopped doing it typically, and that was really good. That was about £4.85, and so now I'm back on the Australian Chardonnay. The other one that I do buy from time to time is the Zinfandel Rosé. Now it's only 8%, but it is what it is. It's a unique wine in the entire world, and it's a very good example for the money, £4.50. It's a bargain. Right, and the point is it can freshen up the dregs of your white wines a bit. So, don't overlook that one. I used to buy Fizzy Pink Lambrusco, which was a semi-fermented drink from Italy. But Sainsbury's have stopped doing a lot of these, cheaper things. It's a massive shame. I don't know where you can buy that sort of stuff anymore. That was brilliant. That really was fantastic. And I enjoyed having that alongside of Piers Porter. Piers Porter, again, it's what it is, it's a cheap German wine. I mean, to be honest, in June, I'm never going to drink my best wines in June, even if I've got any. It's just a month where I want to cope with the fluctuating weather, get into the idea of summer a bit, maybe go paddling in the sea, nice long evenings, simple meals, and just simple wines, really. It's a short month, usually. For me, I find it a very short month and it goes by all too quick. And if I've got any pennies left over, I'd rather spend it on strawberries than anything else. Sometimes I have strawberries without cream, and sometimes I like to have cream, but the price of cream, it's just mental. The best thing to do is to get like Greek yogurt and creme fraiche, and maybe combine those two and just try and make that go a bit. I mean, why has the price of cream crept up when the price of milk hasn't, is my question. You can make cream yourself using butter, and I think that's something well worth looking into. You get unsalted butter. So yeah, I've done that many, many times, but it's so difficult to remember the process of anything. So I need to look into that, and I also want to look into ice creams you can make at home, and that's worthy of an entire study all on its own. Because at any time of year, ice cream can be fantastic, but there's got to be a better way of getting cream than going to supermarkets. So it's about being innovative just enough to save the pennies, but you don't want to do yourself down, because if you're eating, baked beans and cardboard fish fingers every day, you are going absolutely nowhere. You're screwing yourself down on the downward spiral, and you're just not going to be a happy bunny. And that's a big, big problem, because at this level, your number one, weapon for, rather than against your efforts, is self-respect and that insouciance that a person has when everything's just fine and you don't feel, you know, trapped and crushed in by the world. Right, now what I'm going to do to finish is I'm just going to do something which you might think unthinkable, but again, at this price level, for me it's a question of how long do I have to keep drinking at this price level? And in a month like this, when I'm really pushed up against the wall, I've only got 4 weeks to cover the month. I've got to cover that electricity bill from the winter. Anything can happen with the car, and anyone can not have, you know, their lesson, and so I could lose money like that. I just don't know what's going to happen. And it could be a very difficult month, and next month could be difficult, and the following month could be difficult. Then I could have another 3 difficult months. It could be 6 good months. It could be 6 incredibly, incredibly austere months. And, you know, I just get to a point where I don't know what to do. So I've got to be prepared for a long run of very cheap wine. And sometimes the only thing you can do is have a bit of fun with it. Occasionally, especially in very hot weather, I will do half and half lemonade and wine, and perhaps pop a little bit of fruit in it, even if it's a tin peach slice. And of course, you can also use sparkling water. I mean, the French just water their wine down. You know, it does depend on your mood, your food, and what the weather's doing, really. I'm in an ironing with the Sainsbury's Original Dry Cider. That is one of the best ciders for the money. But I mean, it's one of the best ciders in a can you can get in Britain. And it's £2.90 for 4, and it's 4.5%. And it's a seriously good cider. It really, really is. Okay, that's the Sainsbury's one. Nobody else's, just the Sainsbury's one. No idea who makes it, but it's a strong contender as a good cider. So that can be very refreshing. And again, you know, add lemonade as much as you need to, because it's about creating a refreshing drink that lasts all afternoon and into the evening, you know, just to refresh you at this time of day. The other time of year, the other thing to do is to make chamomile tea and chill it. Okay. And then, you know, put it into a gin glass and just pretend you've got some gin, or get some cheap tonic water and do chamomile tea and tonic water, you know, put the umbrella in, do whatever it takes, pop a slice of cucumber in or whatever. If you seriously haven't got the money, life is a very, very difficult thing. It's like being used to running around in a car and suddenly you've got to walk everywhere. It's no joke whatsoever. I mean, you're not going to get cover 3 miles in less than 45 minutes. The other night, I covered 3 miles in an hour and a half, you know. And what are my feet saying at the end of that? People just do not have any idea how difficult life can be. So money kind of bolsters us above reality, because for hundreds and thousands of years, people didn't have any transport. You know, most people didn't even own a horse. It was Shanks's pony walking everywhere. And if you could get a lift in, you know, some farm cart, lucky you, but you'd have your bones jolted. So life has been exceedingly difficult, and certainly the peasants would never have tasted wine in their entire life. So this stuff would be pretty, you know, sought after. Right, don't forget, worst comes to the worst and you're getting really bored, do what the Romans did and pop herbs into your wine. Okay, if things get really bad and you're just getting to a point where you don't think you can cope over a long summer and it's hot, pop some cheap cider and some of these cheap wines and a little bit of lemonade. and possibly a little bit of that cold chamomile tea, and pop it into a saucepan and actually mull it, and then put in whatever you fancy, you know, nutmeg, cinnamon, herbs if you want, well, anything, just use your imagination. You know, necessity is the mother of invention. You've got to get through somehow, and it's just such a fine line. I mean, for me, even at even if I could have 8 pounds a bottle, I'd still be really stuck for interest over a long summer. You know, the white wines I want to drink are well over £10 a bottle. So I'm trying to get myself around how the heck do I manage the psychological pressure of that? I've just got to pretend that I'm drinking well. Because when you're trying to buck up the odds, or I am, I'm trying to chat with potential clients and I'm trying to sound like I always wine and dine really well. Because it's the only way I'm going to get my finances up again. Okay, so what I've done here is I've blended the two wines together. I'm just going to give them a swirl, and I'm just going to go and get some of that Zinfandel rosé I was talking about. Because seriously, you know, I don't know how you are with drinking and wining and dining and everything. I don't know if you really care about it, but I care very much, being a top wine reviewer, and I just get to a point where I can't cope psychologically if I haven't got any wines. I mean, the best thing I can do is to email a wine club and say, send me six of your wines and I'll do a review for you. You've got to be innovative, you know. Right, so I've mixed the two white wines together. I mean, you know, if you're feeling bad, think of it like this. I've got a friend, right, who lives in the next village, and she got expelled from her prayer group for being too gloomy. So if I don't sound that excited about life right now, I'm way up there compared to her. Yeah, so when you put the two together, it's actually a very, very, very nice wine, actually, because you've got the peach notes with the sort of mineral notes and the silver pear and all that. There isn't really silver pear in there, but you know, I think that's not too bad. The truncated glass always makes wines taste a little bit more minerally, and a round bottom glass will bring out the most in the texture so they feel a bit fuller. Right, what I'm going to do now is I am going to, in fact, I'm going to really pull the oars out here. I know I've been chatting for a long time, but you know, if you are a wino and you're really down on your luck and things are really bad, and they can be at any moment in life, you know, if you're going through a divorce or your business has gone tits up or somebody's let you down or you just haven't been paid by a client, there could be weeks, months in your life when you don't know what to do. And all I'm doing here is I'm saying this is how I'm pulling for a really tough financial situation. I don't have enough students, don't have enough income, I've got all the skills in the world, I haven't marketed myself sufficiently, and I've got far too many unexpected bills coming up, and I want to eat and drink. So what I've got tonight is a meat feast pizza. It's a deep pan run because there's no point in buying thin and crispy because you don't get anything to eat. If you need something to eat, deep pan pizza, and I've put on a sliced tomato and some herbs. And of course, it's getting cold, but I actually prefer cold pizza, that's all. So right, those two are quite nice together, actually. I mean, to be fair, you know, even when you've got a little bit more money, if you've got a choice between buying a £9 wine and two at half that price and then blending them, you've got to remember that you're going to get twice as much wine, and sometimes just glugging something nice and chilled is what I want, particularly in June, you know. So what I've got here is the Dreg End of Penguin Sands Chenin Blanc. Okay, now, you know, Penguin Sands, do you know what I mean? Who the heck thought of calling a wine that? And this is a South African 11%, right? And to be fair, for the price, considering that whoever made the wine has almost certainly made a loss on it, and the supermarket is basically making a loss on it as well because of all the cost of putting it together and importing it and the taxation and everything. It wasn't a bad wine at all. So I'm just going to blend. So I'm just going to put that. So I'm just going to taste the Chenin Blanc from Penguin Sands, okay? Because this one was only £4.09. And I personally thought it was a drinkable wine. The reason why I've done them on Sainsbury's rather than the other shops is that Sainsbury's is just a little bit more reliable. It's not good me telling you about an amazing wine I found for 4 quid if you never find it again. And that's the trouble with Aldi's. Sometimes they cut price, £8 wines to £3.99. Fantastic. But you will never see that wine again. So it's pointless me making a review on it. Okay, so the Chenin Blanc is, again, that silver pear that I talk about, and very, very light, bright silver gold, as opposed to the much darker and lovely looking gold of these two Australians. And it's, I wouldn't say it's got a lot of character for Chenin Blanc, but it is a very refreshing, steel cut mineral oil sort of wine. To be honest, a glass of that is perfectly fine. I mean, let's say you're a Riesling lover and you can't find a Riesling for under 8 quid and you've got 4 quid, try this. And for a wine that tastes of almost nothing but definitely has a refreshing steel about it, and these are wines that may not taste of a lot, but they don't taste of anything horrid. That's the point. That is actually quite pleasant. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to blend that into the blend as well. Okay. Try that. And then we'll pop a little tiny bit of the Zinfandel in. You've got to be very, very sparing with the Zinfandel. It will go a long way. And it just sometimes adds a bit of excitement to, not much going on in your glass because it will add a bit of colour. Okay, so you've got quite a warm blend, smells toffee, smells peach crumble, smells kind of Siberian goose feathers, Now, once this wine starts to warm to room temperature, it's going to taste flabby, but if you can keep it chilled, by all means, put ice cubes in it, Put some frozen melon slices in it. Just do whatever it takes. So you're probably not going to be big on the melon if you're like me, but whatever it takes. I mean, even experiment with freezing some cheap tin peach slices or whatever. Just try and make life seem that little bit more exciting than not exciting at all, okay? Because you're not going to be high vibe while you feel utterly frustrated at your financial level being rock bottom. That's not bad. A perfectly drinkable drink, those three together. So, that's worth a thought because that will have cost what? £13, am I right? £9 and £4. Yeah, just slightly less than £13, I think. But for me, it's a bit too, it's all right. But it's a bit too bland. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop some of this £4.50 house Zinfandel in. Okay, now you might say, how come I've got enough to buy 4 bottles of wine? But the thing is, I'm using a little bit of money I've got to go as long away as I can, make these last as long as I can, through June, just keeping topping up each one as I go. Okay, so it adds, with the amount of gold I've got. No, it doesn't add a lot of pink, but I've only put a tiny bit in. Let's see what it's like. Mean, there's no point, when you're really on the bottom level borrowing, but at the same time, if you thought that within 6 weeks you were going to get some money in and you felt absolutely certain of it, then it might be worth borrowing £100 or £200 from someone just to up your wine, beer, cider, whatever it is, food game a little bit, just to boost yourself if you feel confident that you can easily clear that within, say, 6 weeks. You know, borrow the money off a friend just to keep your, you know, we're not talking about survival here. You're not going to starve. You wouldn't starve if you didn't eat anything at all for 6 weeks, right? We're talking about a plummeting psychological level, and that can be disastrous. You've got to keep it fun and exciting. I mean, in May, what I did was I didn't have much money for food, so I actually had cheap vanilla ice cream and tin peaches with a little bit of creme fraiche or whatever, and just sort of kept going on that, to be fair, because it was just a little bit more exciting than just endless baked beans. If you can easily jacket potato yourself, and then you do like baked beans, coleslaw, tuna, cheese quite honestly is out of my price range most of the time, you can keep going on those, and I mean, why not? But right, I'm going to add a bit more. It's all right. It's tasting really good. I just want to add enough to change the colour and see what sort of... Right, so now I've got a really amazing pink orange gold. It really is good. And anyone looking at that wine is going to think it's an orange wine. So you've created an orange wine. That's good. You know, you can vary the effects a bit. I mean, try slicing a tiny bit of apple into a wine. Just keep experimenting. Throw some ice cubes in. Just do whatever it takes to feel that you've got something a bit different. Right, so now I've hit the level where you can see it's changed colour. And already there's too much of the Zinfandel in, because I can taste the Zinfandel. Right, if you like the Zinfandel, that's a plus. I don't particularly like Zinfandel, that's the problem. I mean, if you know how to do it, and again, it's something I need to look into, but I did do it as a kid. Just take old, boring T-shirts and tie-dye them, you know, because you spend a lot of money on tie-dye T-shirts. I've got one, and it could have cost me as much as 15 quid, and all the other T-shirts cost 4 or 5 quid. And I only wear it on special occasions, but, you know, you can make anything out of anything. Or if you're not good at that, just take, you know, say you've got an old bit of fabric that looks like a butterfly, or looks like, or anything. I mean, you can shape it to look like a butterfly. So take any piece of material, shape it to look like a butterfly or a beach hut or whatever, and then just sew that onto the front of your T-shirt. And suddenly you've cheered up a really boring T-shirt, to be fair. You've just got to be imaginative. Or even if you just took any free tiny bits of fabric, 3, 5, 6, 7, whatever, and just did them as like a little weird patchwork design on the front of your T-shirt, suddenly you've got a talking point, and it looks like you bought a designer T-shirt that could have cost 60 quid, you know? That's a good idea. Let's make that into a business. You only access the necessity is the mother of invention mindset, the creative wow pow. You only access that when you've gone beyond money being really tight and you're actually desperate, struggling for survival, okay? You know, and it depends how much you're prepared to ask people for. I'm not really prepared to ask anything because I hate charity, and why should I? You know, I'm the best wine reviewer in the country. I'm the best alto trombonist. I'm the best euphonium player. I'm the, you know, it just goes on and on and on. I'm the best this, that, and the other. I play chess to a high level. I can write really well. Why am I struggling for money? You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Okay, so I've got a Penguin Sands Chenin Blanc. I've got two Australian cheapos. I've got the Zinfandel Rosé. And I mean, you could argue, what's the point of putting a Zinfandel rosé in if you don't want it to make a difference? And it depends what your coping level with that particular wine is. I think out of the four of these, the Sauvignon Blanc Semillon is actually a serious wine. It's actually really good, and it's worth thinking about, you know. And actually, for £4.09, I do think the Chenin Blanc isn't bad at all. Completely different style of wine, and you know, the two of those probably keep me going for a couple of weeks, maybe. So I'm getting some real alcoholic wine notes now. Not bad. I think, I mean, because I've been chatting for a long time, they're starting to get up a little bit towards room temperature, which is always a bad thing for these type of wines. But if you can keep them well chilled, I think you can quite honestly have quite a lot of fun out of those, and they would cost you what, 13, there's 17.50, something like that, you know, and it depends what you drink. How long can you keep 300 mil, 3,000 mil of wine going? If you can manage to hold back to just 500 mil, that's going to take you 6 days. Then it's just a matter of planning your meals out and capturing a moment when you can have something that passes for a pretend. Let's pretend it's, you know, a 25 quid pizza that turned up at the door for 2 quid, and half a liter of wine, bit of lemonade or whatever, chamomile tea to stretch it out. You know, it maybe you're just gonna have to go to bed early or whatever to cope. That's all I can say. I don't like having no money. I just it doesn't suit me. It doesn't suit me at all. Right, thank you very much for listening in. I know it's been a long one. I'm just dealing with a very, very difficult situation, and I'm trying to be innovative and creative on the cheapest wines that a terrible shop has to offer. Think what we need to do is to find some really decent business ideas to up your game pretty quickly.